Hey, this is Carlos Castillo with Shwilly Family Musicians, and you're listening to the Jazz Spotlight with Jan Ilunga.
Episode 72.
Welcome to the Jazz Spotlight, the podcast that gives you the insight and tools you need to be in the music industry today. Artists, authors, and top music industry experts give you actionable tips that will help you promote yourself the smart way. Here's your host, Jan Ilunga.
Hey there, what's up? Jan Ilunga here from thejazzspotlight.com. And in this new episode, which is the 72nd episode of the podcast already, today we talk about musicpreneurship. We have talked about the business side of your career in the past, for example, in episodes 29 with Dave Cusack and 47 with Lee Safar of the Music Spring. But I thought it would be a good thing to do to go back to it, to talk about it more in depth with another great guest. Today we welcome on the show Carlos Castillo of ShwillyFamilyMusicians.com. He joins us to talk about, as I said, musicpreneurship. We talk about the importance of being a musician, but also think like an entrepreneur. So we're gonna hear some tips on how to become a great musicpreneur. Carlos has some great tips for us. We're also gonna talk about more. We're gonna talk about the importance of storytelling and how to tell a story for your music or for your career. And we're also gonna talk about success, because I think success is a word that is really thrown out there very often, but we're really gonna talk about it in more practical terms. So we're gonna talk about how to define success, you know, how you can define your own success and how you can achieve it. Like always, you find the links to everything Carlos and I mentioned in this episode at thejazzspotlight.com/episode72. Here is how to be a successful musicpreneur with Carlos Castillo. Have fun. Everybody, Jan here. I'm super stoked about this episode, because today we really talk about your career. This episode, it's really for you to sit down, think about your career. We're gonna talk about many different aspects of your music career, and man, what a guest I have here today. He's the founder of the Shwilly Family Musicians, a community that it's all about helping musicians getting the most out of their career. And I'm super excited to have on the show Carlos Castillo. Hey, Captain, how's it going?
Hey, Yannick, thanks for having me here. I'm real excited to be included amongst all the awesome guests you've had so far.
Man, thank you for being with us. I'm super excited about having you here. And you know, the first question I have to ask you is to tell us more about that infamous year and a half journey you had, where you recorded over 200 bands, you studied music marketing, and really learned on the field.
Yeah, well, that's kind of an origin story that I have. For sure. I worked in the corporate world for many more years than I'd like to count. And I hit a point in 2012 where, you know, I've been a music fan, an off and on producer of events, you know, whatever I could do to be involved in the music industry and independent music I had done. But in 2012, I said, you know what, I'm just going to make a leap. I'm going to get on the road. I've always wanted to just travel the country and record local bands. I bought myself a recorder and a little motorhome. I quit my corporate job and hit the road. I called it the Shwilly Family Road Trip. And I had no idea what I was doing when I started. Honestly, when I finished, I had a little more idea what I was doing. But it was quite an adventure, and it really kind of sparked everything that I'm doing right now. I just kind of went from city to city, started in the Michigan. No, I went to New Mexico and back out to Michigan, and then made my way back west, just showing up unannounced at shows and local places, getting to know local musicians, figuring out, you know, what's going on in the independent music industry and how people are making a living and trying to figure out a place for myself to help musicians make a living. So that was the goal of that journey. And I recorded over 200 bands and musicians and, you know, all over the place. Had more adventures than I could really tell here. We could have a whole web series about the adventures I had with that. But that kind of got me started on this whole process. And what I learned was that there are certain skill sets that are involved with making a career out of your passion. And that whole process is called entrepreneurship. And you know, that's the exact same process that musicians need to go through to make careers for themselves. And they don't even realize it. A lot of musicians feel like they're kind of, you know, lost in a sea of overwhelming amounts of information that's online, people telling them what to do and what not to do. It's just so hard to sit through and they feel like there's not a process, but there really is. And it's a standard entrepreneurial process that people have been using since the beginning of time that business schools teach. While I was on the road, I went through an online business school and finished up my MBA. So, you know, I was getting education from all directions at that time. Mm-hmm. And just putting together the things I was learning with the things that would help musicians make a living. And what I realized was that by shifting a musician's perspective on how they can accomplish their goals, we can empower them to become more successful. Mm-hmm. And so that's what Shirley Family Musicians evolved into is a group, a community of musicians. You know, me and my staff and my team, what we do is usher musicians through the entrepreneurial process and kind of just teach musicians how to use the skills that they already have and develop the ones that they need to be successful. Because here's the connection. The key to success as an entrepreneur is building and engaging with a community that wants or needs your product. Mm-hmm. That should sound pretty familiar to all you musicians out there. You know, so the overall goal is the same, but there's processes and ideas and concepts in place to help you get there a lot faster. And we're here to bridge the gap. And we've done that by creating a community of musicians that all work together and help each other. And me and my staff are available, you know, to kind of guide that process. Mm-hmm. So beginning with a clueless idea, a little bit of money, a recorder and some wheels and kind of ending with a business and a community that I feel is really making a huge impact on the independent music world.
Yeah, and I'm sure that, you know, guys, if you go to shuelefamilymusicians.com, you can really see all the hard work that Carlos and his team has put into this community, all the resources available. And you have on the website, you have a question that I think it's really the key. And you have also an answer. And the question you have on the website, it's, what do you really want from your music career? And the answer, it's so powerful because you say a career in music takes more than just making music. And I couldn't agree more. And that really resonates with what you have just told us about the importance of not only think, you know, as a musician, but also incorporate the entrepreneurial mentality. And you told us a little bit about yourself and about the Shirley Family Musicians community. And I want to ask you about the importance of storytelling in music. I know that you guys have written a post where you talked about how to craft a story, a powerful story for your music. So, Carlos, do you have some tips on what the listeners can do to, you know, really leverage storytelling for their music career?
Yes, absolutely. And so let me kind of talk about it from the marketing, perspective. Mm-hmm. Here's one of the problems I encounter, you know, or you encounter as musicians, is that you're kind of scared of the business process. Mm-hmm. And by redefining it as an entrepreneurial process and kind of teaching you how to embrace the things that are involved with it, it shifts your perspective and really takes away the fear and empowers you to be better and more successful. And crafting a story for your music and for what you're doing is really one of the most important things you can do for that, because your story is a narrative of the things that connect you to your audience. You know, that makes it the blueprint for your entire marketing plan. that's the key, like I said before, is creating and building a community. And the key to you know, what gives you the ability to do that is knowing what you have in common with people and what they can relate to. And those are the things that you want to look for when you're crafting your story. The great thing about it is it's already there. A lot of musicians suffer from low self-esteem. Mm-hmm. And they don't think that their story is that interesting or that important. But I guarantee you it is. Think about yourself. Forget about when you were an actual musician and think back to the time when you were a fan. You know, what inspired you to become a musician? What connected you with the heroes that you had in the past that made you want to make a career with music? You know, you kind of have to step back to a perspective that you've already had. But that's the great thing. It's a perspective that you've already had, and kind of frame yourself from the perspective of the fans. Think about the cool things that you've done. Think about the stories that you tell at parties. You know, these are stories that you're already telling. So weave that together. You're a songwriter already. You know, you put really, you know, intricate stories into such few words. All you want to do now is just write the song that is a narrative instead of something fictional that you, or the imaginary world that you created with your music. And do it for your own story, do it for yourself, and then expand on it, fluff it up, you know, take note of the things that people react to or respond well to, the stories that you tell on stage, the stories that you tell at parties, and consolidate that. This is all information that you already have, and you already know how to tell stories by writing songs. So once you can just take the time and take a little perspective and put that narrative together, realize that it's a constantly evolving document, just like a business plan. So by crafting your story, you're learning how to put together a business plan and you don't even realize it. You know, so this, go through that exercise. You know, if you have, you know, more questions on details of how to go through that process, I have a couple exercises that I can email you. So contact me on Twitter or maybe I'll put a, actually remind me, Yannick, and I'll put like a special page up or a link so that you can just put that in your notes there, and I'll put an exercise up to help you with that process.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we can do so that like you can forward me the link, and guys, you will find the resources Carlos have mentioned at thejetspotlight.com/Carlos. So let's keep it very simple, easy to remember. And that's awesome, Carlos. I think you touched on many important points. First of all, about the, you know, the self-esteem, thinking that you're not an interesting person, that people don't really care about the story you have to tell. But like Carlos told us, people actually do care, and don't only think about, you know, your present, where you are now, but also think about where you were before. So Carlos said, for example, you know, the times when you were a fan, how you related with your heroes, and try to combine that with your present experience. And Carlos, on SwillyFamilyMusicians.com, you really talk about the figure of the musicpreneur. So kind of, I think that more than talking about musicians, we should almost start to talk about musicpreneurs, because really having this combination, if you want, of the musician mentality and the entrepreneur mentality can really help in today's music business. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. By, you know, by putting that title upon yourself, you put that expectation upon yourself, you know, from your own internal perspective as well as from others. So, you know, I know a lot of you suffer from unsupportive friends and family that don't think being a musician is a real career. Mm-hmm. But if you just shift your perspective and learn some processes and treat it like a business and treat yourself, you know, and behave like an entrepreneur, call yourself a musicpreneur, all of those outside forces will see that you are actually doing something quote unquote legitimate. Not that it was any less legitimate before, but it's a way to, you know, show the outside world, you know, that this is a real job, that there's real ways to succeed at it. And that reflects back on you and gives you, you know, improves on your own attitude by seeing how people treat you differently. So it's kind of a self-feeding process just by identifying yourself with that title.
So Carlos, for all the musicians out there, share some musicpreneurship tips for them. How can they become musicpreneurs? Obviously, we already kind of gave some hint. We talked about the importance of thinking like an entrepreneur. You told us now about to think about your music career also as a business, so that, you know, you somehow think and act a little bit differently. So do you have any tips on how to become a successful musicpreneur?
Yeah, absolutely. The first thing I want to mention is that DIY, as in DIY musician or do-it-yourself musician, that's a misnomer. It's the title a lot of people take on. One of the reasons I try to focus on saying musicpreneur is because I want to move away from that. Because the fact of the matter is, you don't have to do it all by yourself. You can't. It can't be done. What you have to do is be your own boss. You have to put a value on your time. And you have to outsource and automate the things that you can and put the processes in place to make yourself successful. You know, that does involve getting help from the outside. So you shouldn't feel overwhelmed by the fact that this is a process where you have to do everything yourself. There's a huge community. And if you listen to this podcast, you already know this, people that are out there to help you. The information is available for free. There's people that provide professional services to help you. And the key to figuring that out is by learning to put a value on your time. You know, bootstrapping is one of the most important concepts in entrepreneurship. Mm-hmm. And basically what that means is getting the most effect you can with the least amount of use of resources, whether it's time or money. And a lot of musicians take that to mean that they have to do everything by themselves in order to do it the most cost effective. And that's not true. That's only true if the value of your time is zero. You know? So let me kind of put it in perspective. Let's say you have a day job. If you have a day job, you know, that's important. That can be one of the most important things in your career as you're getting things set up, because you do have to have that income. So let's just say, to make the math easy, you have a day job that pays you $10 an hour. All right. And you have a project that needs to be done. You could spend 1 hour doing that, or you could go on Fiverr and get someone to do it for $5. Mm-hmm. So that means that if you do that yourself, instead of going to work at this other job for an hour and earning $10, you're losing $5 on that deal. So doing it yourself isn't necessarily saving money. And once you understand how to put a value on your time and do that math, you'll find that your time is a lot more effective and you get a lot more done, although it seems counterintuitional at first. Mm-hmm. And if you're not sure how to value your time right now, just value it whatever your day job is. Certainly don't value it by the $100 a show for the 80 hours a week you put into practicing. Value it at what your day job is. And if you need to take on a few more hours at your day job to pay for much more effectivity in getting some of these services or products, you know, done for you, do that math. It may work out more in your favor that way. You end up doing less of the stuff you don't like and getting a better job done for you and having money left over at the end. So, you know, that's an important shift in perspective with that, is putting a value on your time. One resource I would like to recommend. There's a ton of great blogs and podcasts out there, like of course your own all the other ones that are out there. But that's the musicians that get into this stuff, that start studying this stuff, they start taking it all in and it can get overwhelming. So every now and again, it's a good idea to take a media diet and just cut everything else out and focus on one piece of learning for a moment. So one resource I'd like to recommend for musicians is a book called The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah.
It's not directed at musicians, but actually some of the case studies he uses are for musicians. Reading that book will show you what a great fit the entrepreneurial process is for the music career process. And it also help you give you the outside perspective without all the noise you're getting from reading all the same information from music related resources. And it'll help you think more like a real business person. So that's a book I'd recommend checking out, just as a resource to kind of clear your head and give you something to focus on for a few days. Other than that, I think joining our community at Shwilly Family Musicians is a great next step for you. Mm-hmm. if you go over to shulifamilymusicians.com/community, or I'm sure we'll have the link on the resources here, sign up for our or my email list there. And I only send out tips that are the most effective for the least effort. But more importantly, you'll be invited to be part of our community. We've got a Facebook group where we share ideas and collaborate. You know, musicians from all over the world are kind of helping each other get better. And of course, there's no cost involved with that. Just all the valuable information I can pack on to help you spread the word and make help me and help everybody make a bigger difference and help make the situation better for musicians all over.
Carlos, you are really rocking this episode. And, you know, I want to thank you for recommending the 4-hour week, because I think that, you know, Tim Ferriss, like I read his book, actually I have it here on my bookshelf. And, you know, I agree with you that once you read that book or that kind of a book, it really helps you somehow change your mindset. It changes the way you perceive the routine, because I think that, you know, most of us who are associated with a 9-to-5 job or have been, somehow that's our mindset. So when we think about, for example, like, you know, the 4-hour, like working 4-hour a week, it sounds scammy. It sounds, we have a somehow, we there is something in that thing that we don't really trust. But once we make a shift in the mindset, we really start to value our own time. And you mentioned outsourcing. I think it's definitely something, guys, that you should really consider. And I've written a blog post quite some time ago, but I'm going to put the link in the show notes as well, along with all the other things Carl and I have been mentioning in this episode, because there I talk about some platforms that you can use, like Fiverr, Freelancer, Elance, and I give some tips on how to, you know, to outsource a project. So how the process works, what to look for in a freelancer. But Carlos, since we are here, I wanted to ask you if you have maybe a couple of outsourcing tips for the listeners. Do you have some recommendations, maybe also based on your own experience with services like Fiverr, for example, or if you used something else?
Yeah, sure. Let me go over the tools that I kind of use. I've found, as far, because I think automation should be addressed at the same time as outsourcing, because
absolutely,
those are kind of two key concepts. You want to, well, first of all, eliminate what doesn't need to be done, figure out what you can automate, and then what you can't, you know, outsource that. And so I use some really great automation tools. You know, a lot of, anyone that knows me knows Twitter is my favorite, and mm-hmm. and I help people really rock it out. And I do it with Tweepy to kind of find people to follow and unfollow and kind of manage that stuff. Mm-hmm. I use Hootsuite to keep my Twitter buffer full, to, you know, so I don't have to be on there tweeting all day. And mm-hmm. then I also use Social Oomph.
Yeah.
To set up an automated welcome message, which is super key to starting conversations. Even though starting that conversation is automated, it is key to point out that you continue the conversation organically. So those are some tools that I use. Of course, I use for email, I use AWeber. A great tool, you know, is, if you've been listening to this podcast, you know that you should set up an exchange and a free download or whatever for an email address to start building your email address. But a lot of people put that off because they don't have the money to invest in the email program or to invest in building a website or any of that. But you can do that before any of that. There's a cool tool called Noisetrade. Mm-hmm. Or you can set up a free download. They'll save your email addresses until you get a provider, and that way you can build your list for free and keep bootstrapping it there. Outsourcing, Shuli Family Musicians, we provide pretty much any service that's involved in the processes that I teach. I can either teach you how to do it, or we can have our team do some of this for you that can't be automated, or we can teach you the automation processes. So I recommend us. There is also, for some other technical stuff in the 4-hour work week, if you read that, I can't think off the top of my head right now, but there's some outsourcing companies that, you know, they go overseas, you know, India, Malaysia, those type of areas that you can get some of the stuff that you can't automate it, get done pretty easily and pretty cheaply. Yeah, I think those are my favorite types of tools are really the automation ones, and for outsourcing specifically. Of course, there's us. There's other people in our circle, people you've had on the podcast. I could go through your list. Let me pull this up and tell you all the great people that do stuff. Joan A. Williams for legal stuff. You know, Bobby Borg does a lot of working with stuff. Ross Barber, I know over at Kiwi, does great web design. So yeah, I mean, just put your fingers on the pulse and ask questions. And that's, you know, kind of one of the other things I wanted to mention about joining our community is we really thrive on the questions that people ask and the answers that not just me, but other people in the community come up with to help solve each other's problems. So you can outsource to your peers as well for answers.
Yeah, no, that's true. Guys, go to shvilifamilymusicians.com, or, you know, if it sounds difficult, the spelling, just go to thejazzspotlight.com/episode72, and you find the link there in the show notes. Make sure to subscribe so that you join the community, and you will also be on the VIP Smart Online Musicpreneur email list, where you get all the tips that Carlos has mentioned. And also, if you're on Twitter, make sure to connect with Carlos at Captain Shvili. Also, the link of that is in the show notes, so that you can ask him even more follow-up questions. And Carlos, you mentioned many, many tools that I use as well. And for example, I think that quite many people who have been with me before know about Hootsuite, but I haven't talked pretty much about Social Oomph, which I think it's great for really kind of creating loops of content. So if you guys have some content that you want to reshare over and over, for example, it can be if you have a blog or you want to promote an upcoming gig, you can really use Social Oomph easily. You do the kind of work once and then it creates a loop. And another resource that we talked about in episode 67 with Mike Rubini, which I think is very good for automation, it's Zapier. That I don't know, Carlos, if you know about, do you know about?
No, I haven't heard of that one.
Okay, it's free, and it really works with different social media. It can also help, for example, with Mike, we talked about the example of using Zapier for starting a conversation when you get a new follower. So similar to what you have mentioned, with Zapier, you can really set some parameters. So for example, let's say you can say, if the person who starts following me has more than 10,000 followers, then you can say this message. If he has less than 10,000, you can say this other message. So it's a bit similar to what you mentioned, but it's definitely a good option, Zapier. I think it's just at zapier.com, which is free. And Carlos, do you have another tip for how to become a musicpreneur before we talk about success?
Just to kind of tie up what we were talking about, is it is important to know that, I mean, as it's obvious from our what we've been saying, there's so many different tools out there that are available to you, that it's more about, you know, realizing that they're there and putting them to use. That's the most important factor of that. So, you know, get something done.
Yeah, and what works. And I think, you know, it's really important that, yeah, Carlos and I have mentioned quite many tools, but obviously, you know, it really all about you. What do you want to achieve and what works for you? So that's how it goes. So Carlos, please give us more tips on musicpreneurship.
Well, you know, kind of moving into what you mentioned earlier about my article about defining success. It was actually the first article I wrote for my website, and it's probably
okay
to this date been one of the most successful, because it totally challenges the reader to shift their perspective on their career. And by shifting how you define yourself, like we were discussing earlier about, you know, identifying with the musicpreneur, this helps you overcome those barriers that are holding you back. You know, the lack of support from the people that should be supporting you, and things like that. So really the most important tool that you have is your perspective and your motivation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So yeah, I just want to kind of, you know, tie it up here with a few of the really important, you know, concepts that I go over in that article I put out. about shifting your perspective. And, you know, the first is to avoid self-deprecation. You know, of course you're your own worst critic, and that's great. You need that. But don't take yourself too personally, which can be tough. But if you just think about that, put a little sticky note, you know, on your music stand as a reminder, you know, you can kind of shift the way that you think about that. And as I've already said before, give value to what you do. You absolutely have to give value to what you do. And that ties into, you know, kind of your self-esteem and your self-deprecation. If you don't believe what you're doing provides value, then how can you try to sell it? So, you know, you have to understand that it has value and you have to believe that it does, and you have to learn how to put a number on that. And that'll give you the confidence that you need to actually get into selling, which once you learn the entrepreneurial process of selling, you realize it's not even selling. It's just building relationships. And it's about the confidence that you have with the way you interact with people, just like in real life, you know. So, you know, don't show them your fear. If any of you were athletes out there, you know, I was a diver. I dove from the 10-meter platform, and that's that scared the crap out of me. But I sure as heck didn't show it. You know, when you're standing on your tippy toes three stories in the air, if you start shaking and you're going to jump off and you're probably not going to land very well. So I was thinking that was crazy, and the audience was thinking that was crazy, but I didn't let them know I was thinking what they were thinking. So you got to treat it like a job. You got to put on your costume, your stage suit, whatever it is, your makeup you put on to perform, and you get on there and you play the part and you do the job from the moment you set up until the moment the last embers at the after party, you know, die out. You've got to put on that costume, do the job, be confident with it, and actually believe it. You know, even if it's just you and the sound guy at the show, you treat it like a job and you do a professional set and finish it out and give it all your energy. And maybe you'll get an awesome recording out of it or something. At the very least, you'll have one more show under your belt where you did a good job. You know, a couple more things, welcome criticism. I know a lot, you know, the musicians are really open emotionally and criticism can be hard, but that's what you learn from. You never learn anything from doing things right. You know, When I did a dive and I jumped off the 10-meter platform and I landed clean, you know, it was a real great feeling and people cheered for me, but I didn't learn anything. You know, when I landed on my face, I guarantee you I did something different the next time, you know. So welcome that criticism, even if it's a slap in the face initially, you know, take it and learn from it and never stop developing your talent. Never, you know, take some time to commit, you know, even though you've got to start focusing on this business stuff, none of it's any good unless you are at your top performance, you know, with your music. So don't ever neglect that part, because this is why you're in this in the first place. So hopefully that gives you some stuff to think about.
Yeah, Carlos, I was just about to say that you're giving us so much food for thoughts, and we already talked about quite many things in this episode. But, you know, I think it all boils down to the mindset, because I think, you know, if you believe in what you do, if you have a positive attitude, if you have the right mindset of a musicpreneur, great things are going to happen to you. And again, guys, make sure to go to thejetspotlight.com/episode72, where you find the links to everything Carlos and I have talked about in this episode, so that you go to the ShwiliFamilyMusicians.com website, you subscribe there, and you become part, for free, of course, of the Shwili Family Musicians community, where there are like-minded musicians and people like Carlos who are there to help you becoming a better musicpreneur. And Carlos, if you were to give one final word of encouragement for all the listeners who have been with us today, what would you tell them?
I want everybody to know that we are all on the same team. The music industry is no longer a competition. The better we all do, the better it is for everyone involved. And I'm glad that you are opening your eyes and seeing that and being a part of it. It's just a great thing to be part of. So don't forget that we're all here together.
Amen, Carlos. I totally agree with your words. And again, guys, if you're on Twitter, make sure to hook up with Carlos at Captain Shwili. Say hello, connect with him, ask him more questions. I'm sure that he will be more than happy to answer all of your questions. And again, join the Shwilly Family Musician community for free. Carlos Castillo, thank you so much for being with us today, for telling us a little bit more about the Shwilly Family Musicians, and for really inspiring us on how to become musicpreneurs and defining success and try to achieve success.
Thanks so much for having me, Yannick. It's an honor to be of service to you.
Okay, awesome. We are back. Carlos, thank you so much for your contribution to the podcast, for sharing the story of the ShwillyFamilyMusicians.com community, and for your tips on musicpreneurship. Again, Carlos, you rock. Thank you again. So guys, this was episode 72, and I want to ask you for a small favor. If you have been with me before, if you have enjoyed the podcast, make sure to leave a quick review on iTunes. You can do that if you go to thejazzpotlight.com/show. Go there, you will be directed to the iTunes page of the podcast. And if you do, let me know. Send me a tweet so that I can thank you personally for your support. Okay, next episode on Tuesday, guys, you're gonna love that one, because on Tuesday we continue to talk about the business side of your career, and we're gonna talk about your brand. You know, as you heard today, you're not only an artist, but you're an artist and an entrepreneur, and the brand can really make a difference in your career. And about our guest, I can tell you this, we're gonna get some valuable branding tips all the way from Hollywood, California. If you want to learn more about that episode, make sure to come back on Tuesday, and the episode is going to be at thejazzpotlight.com/episode73. Until then, have a great day.